This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not so great a day, however, for one Greg Steinhoffel, late of the Target Corporation. Mr. Steinhoffel was relieved of his duties this morning as chairman and CEO of the store sometimes called Target, now better known as the source of a massive breach of customer data. He was allowed to resign, technically. Bad as it was, that breach was simply the last straw for the Target board, as Dan Bobkoff explains.
It's not just the data breach that sealed Greg Steinhoffel's fate. Target is facing existential questions.
What is Target's real value in today's retail environment?
Rajiv Lal is a retailing expert at Harvard Business School. He says since Steinhoffel became CEO in 2008, Target's sales have struggled. Online competition is fierce. It spent a lot trying to get a toehold in Canada, and Lal says Target misfired trying to be more like a supermarket.
You can't really have a cachet in terms of design and in terms of fashion and at the same time sell food.
Plus, many other retailers now sell designer wares at Walmart prices. But since that data breach, sales have tumbled at Target even faster. Finding a better leader isn't always so easy, though.
It's costly to fire a CEO.
Luke Taylor is with the Wharton School, and he says over the last 20 years, top CEOs are getting fired more often, about 2% each year. But for companies like Target, it's expensive and unpleasant to search for someone new, and new ideas might not be an improvement.
Bringing on someone with a new vision is risky. Sometimes the risks pay off, sometimes they don't.
And Gary Nielsen of the consultancy Strategy And says many CEOs don't stay on the job long.
They can't come up with, you know, 8-year plans when you're talking more like 5-year turnover.
Target now has to find someone who can both restore customer confidence after the data breach and survive in retail, period. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.